Hi, this is Tim Alec with a Scuderi Engine podcast. New independent laboratory tests of the Scuderi Engine prototype just released are very encouraging, according to the company. The results show that the engine is efficient at a range of different speeds or loads. At part load, Scuderi Engine shows stable combustion, lower emissions, and performance that is equal to or better than a conventional gas-powered Otto cycle engine. I spoke with Scuderi Group's Stephen Scuderi about this significant announcement and achievement, and Stephen provided some highlights.
Essentially, what we've done so far on the engine is that we've explored engine speeds all the way up from idle. Our idle is about 1,000 RPM, from 1,000 RPM to 3,250 RPM. From 1,000 to 3,000 RPM, and from about 10 to 80% load, we have so far experienced very successful and consistent combustion. What I mean by that is that our coefficient of variance, which is the mean variance from the average, is somewhere between 2.5% and 4%, which for a combustion engine, a conventional combustion engine, is fine, just fine, well within normal accepted parameters. Okay, and that's very important to us. The difference is, of course, when I say normal accepted parameters, on the conventional engine, we're talking combustion before top dead center versus combustion after top dead center. And combustion after top dead center, which is us, is harder to achieve. Well, we have achieved it and have done so within the standards of any conventional engine out there, which is a big deal. From low ranges of 1,000 to 1,400 RPM, we've actually explored near idle points as well, almost zero load. On our engine, what we're doing to map our engine is we're cutting a swath through the middle of the engine map. Okay? We're going to go all the way to 4,000 RPM in the middle ranges. Once we get to 4,000 RPM in the middle ranges, then we're going to expand in the middle load ranges. Then we're going to expand the loads out all the way to 100 and down to zero. And it's those up and upper and lower ranges that are the last things we're going to ultimately go for. But so far, our engine map or our engine program has been right on track, and we've been able to succeed to achieve successful combustion in the middle ranges, all the way up to 3,000 RPM, and that's very encouraging to us.
So you're encouraged by the fact that that as you do this research and as you learn more about the engine, that the news continues to be positive.
Look, the news that I gave you is all good news because it's demonstrating a combustion process that heretofore has been considered to be unachievable, and we're achieving it. Now, we have a very ambitious program to fulfill, which we are in the process of doing and will, you know, do over the next several months, and that is to do the entire engine map all the way up to 4,000 and all the way across the load range of 0 to 100% load. And in addition to that, we will also do the air hybrid predictions or study to determine what this engine in its hybrid mode could do for any vehicle in any drive cycle. And in addition to that, we're going to do the whole thing all over again, only in terms of we're currently doing it for the naturally aspirated engine. We're ultimately going to do it for a turbocharged engine. So we have a lot of work to do in front of us, but the most important part, the most critical part of the entire project is done right at the beginning, and that's to fill in the naturally aspirated engine map, and we are so far been able to very successfully achieve that, and we're very encouraged. In other words, we don't see any reason why we won't be able to successfully complete the map. If we had a problem with the coefficient of variance, if our engine combustion process was varying from cycle to cycle by large quantities. That is much larger than that of what you would see in a conventional engine. We would be in a lot of trouble, but we're not. It has in fact been the best news, the most encouraging data that we've had. We've had issues, but which are very mundane in terms of, you know, timings of opening and closing valves, a few things, you know, break off or wear out, and we've had to replace them. But the combustion process, which is the key to our success, looks great.
I've been speaking with Stephen Scuderi of the Scuderi Group about some very, very positive independent laboratory test results. Thanks very much, Stephen.
You're welcome.